The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, May the 8th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. The latest school shooting near Denver leaves a teen dead and 8 others injured. Also on our Wednesday rundown, we hear from a health expert who denounces the Born Alive abortion bill in the state of Wisconsin. Plus condors to be reintroduced in California. Topping our news, the Associated Press reports 2 students opened fire Tuesday inside a charter school in a suburb of Denver, not far from the Columbine High School. The Douglas County Sheriff there, Tony Spurlock, says the pair walked into the STEM school, Highlands Ranch, and began shooting students in 2 classrooms. Within minutes, deputies at a nearby sheriff's department substation entered the school and arrested the 2 suspects after a struggle. The AP notes that shooting took place exactly a week after a gunman killed 2 students and wounded 4 at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. And despite objections by medical professionals, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are advancing a bill that would require abortion providers to care for infants that survive abortion attempts.
Health experts say there are few babies born as a result of an abortion and that laws are already on the books to protect viable live-born infants. But Assembly Majority Leader Jim Steinke and Senate President Roger Roth both have urged quick passage of Assembly Bill 179, claiming there would be no harm in getting rid of gray areas. Dr. Kathy Hartke with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists in Wisconsin argues that the bill is harmful to women and the medical profession.
No doctor in Wisconsin is going to neglect or kill a viable baby. That is just unfounded, and it undermines the trust that the public has in OBGYNs.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have recorded only 143 instances of live births resulting from abortion attempts between 2003 and 2014. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto the bill if it passes. I'm Tremel Gomes.
The bill is part of a package of anti-abortion legislation that would eliminate Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. The Assembly Health Committee plans a vote on the package on Thursday. And more than 300 people expected to gather this weekend to talk about a Green New Deal and what it would mean for Kentucky. More on that from Nadia Ramlagan.
Sponsored by Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York and Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, Green New Deal legislation aims to jumpstart the U.S. economy and curb global warming by shifting the country to 100% clean renewable energy sources by 2030. Garrett Blad of the Sunrise Movement, an organization of young people focused on clean energy jobs in the face of climate change, says communities need to start thinking about local investments and solutions.
For people in Kentucky, this is going to be a really important policy to both help the state transition away from coal and help communities that have been on the front lines of crises that are impacting our society.
Free and open to the public, the meeting is part of a cross-country National Road to a Green New Deal tour. The list of speakers includes Scott Shope, a fourth-generation coal miner, and State Representative Attica Scott. The event in Frankfort is being held by the Sunrise Movement, Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, and Service Employees International Union. More information is online at kftc.org.
A recent study from Yale University found 81% of registered voters support the Green New Deal, including majorities of both major political parties. And Ohio's in the spotlight today. They're unveiling part of an ambitious coast-to-coast multi-use trail made up of segments that, for the most part, used to be rail lines.
The Great American Rail Trail will connect 3,600 miles of trails across 12 states and Washington, D.C. Today, local and regional leaders are in Columbus as part of a series of cascading events to roll out the trail's cross-country route throughout the day. Eric Oberg with the Rails to Trails Conservancy explains Ohio has one of 12 gateway trails along the route that will bring this national vision to life.
Eventually, when it's completely finished, more than 300 miles will go through Ohio. And one of the beautiful things about Ohio is much of that trail is already on the ground. We have amazing trail resources in Ohio. The Gateway Trail in Ohio, that's the Ohio to Erie Trail.
The Ohio to Erie Trail cuts diagonally across the state from the Ohio River in Cincinnati to Lake Erie in Cleveland, and 2/3 of it will be used to connect the entire Great American Rail Trail. Mary Sherman reporting.
This story was produced in association with Media in the Public Interest and funded in part by the George Gund Foundation. Finally, Suzanne Potter tells us the California condor may soon return to the skies in Northwest California, but conservation groups are calling for action to improve their chances of survival.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, along with the Yurok tribe, have proposed reintroducing the condor to the northern part of its historic range, which includes Oregon and northern Nevada. However, Pamela Flick with the group Defenders of Wildlife says the states need some policy changes to pave the way.
Defenders of Wildlife remains concerned about releasing condors into a landscape rife with threats to their continued survival, from the familiar threat of lead poisoning to the emerging threat of rodenticide poisoning.
The California condor almost went extinct back in 1985 with only 22 birds remaining. There are now 290 in Southern California and the Baja Peninsula. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and you can find us online at publicnewsservice.org.